Well, good morning. This is John Perkins here with Tuesday's edition of Open Line. A very busy programme today. In a moment, I'll be taking your general calls on any subject at all. And then shortly after that, we'll be talking to one of England's best-known footballers. He's Tom Finney. He's 55 today, and we'll be asking him what he thinks of the modern game of football. My two guests in the studio today are Sue Slipman, who's president of the National Union of Students, and I'll be asking her all the relevant questions about Student 38111.
The Midday Report with Alan Clark.
With less than 2 hours to go to British Airways' ultimatum, engineers at Heathrow Airport are still saying they won't go back to work for the Easter holidays. It looks as if mortgages could be getting cheaper by the 1st of May. And we press a building society chief, why aren't your rates coming down now? The police go to number 10 to press a pay claim that could be as high as £15 a week. Motorists hoping to get their money back over the new petrol prices are told there's no chance now. And the Beatles are back together again, just for the day.
I do believe the composer is Georges Enescu. I think I'm right in saying he died in 1955 at the age of 74. I do know he was one of Romania's leading musicians for most of his life. In fact, not only a gifted composer, but a conductor, a violinist, a pianist, and a teacher, and among those who studied under him, Yehudi Menuhin. I think I'm also right in saying he wrote two Romanian rhapsodies. This one, certainly, I know, is the more popular. It's the number one in A major, opus 11. Impressed, Susanna? Let's hear some more.
So, and Andrei Previn with Enescu's Romanian Rhapsody. And if you could see the smug expression on Douglas Cameron's face, I swear I will never mock you again, Douglas. In a moment, the news at 10. Ian Richardson, I want to wish Dennis Amos a happy birthday.
When was he born?
1943.
Oh, yes. Same year as me.
Well, now for today's music. Ever since you confessed the other day that you were a moron, since you made such a mockery of me yesterday, I'm now going to put you to the test, Douglas Cameron.
Yes.
See if you know what this is.
Well, Susanna, I'm rather surprised at you asking me, a man of my intellectual ability and knowledge of the orchestral music scene. I thought you'd make it a bit harder than that, really, because anybody knows what that is. It's the original Crane River Jazz Band, isn't it, with Monty Sunshine and Ken Collier.
No, that's an event that's altogether far too watery. Oh. No, that was music by Tchaikovsky. It was the Russian dance Trepak from the Nutcracker Suite. Judging by the way our producer was jumping up and down on the other side of the glass, I thought you'd have guessed that. Well, Douglas, I'm glad I got you today, because you really did make a fool out of me yesterday, so I think we're quits now, aren't we?
Yes, I must say that if any listeners were foolhardy enough to believe that I knew all about that gentleman whose music we were playing yesterday, it really was a little bit of a wheeze worked out with our producer, Philip Bacon, whom I no doubt would have had that knowledge at his fingertips if he'd been in front of the microphone. I'm afraid I don't. And for one or two people who have written in saying, you're not a moron, Doug, you're not a moron, my boy. I am artistically, but I'm not in other ways. I'm quite bright, really, you know.
Yes, oh yes, I can confirm that, Doug.
Good Friday tomorrow. We've got a holiday edition coming up, haven't we? Good Friday, 4 hours of it. So hope you'll all be tuned in. Perhaps not on 6 o'clock on Good Friday morning, but anyway, join us sometime before 10.
That's AM with Douglas Cameron and me, Susanna Simons, at the same time, 6 till 10, tomorrow here on LBC. The producer today, Philip Bacon, the other producer, Linda Crammond, the engineer, Heather Branwell. We'll be back, as I say, tomorrow, but in a moment after the IRN news at 10, John Perkins will be here with today's edition of Nightline. The lines are open, as usual, 35381.
Time for us now to go. Vivian White and Sarah Dickinson. I'll be back at 1:30 tomorrow, but thanks very much to our engineers, Mike Lewis and Val Bethel, and to our reporters, to Rage Birch up there in the helicopter, Dyer the chocolate eater Latham. Back at 1:30 tomorrow, but from now, stay tuned for Alan Clark with Afternoon Report here on LBC 261.
And now, some sounds of Europeans enjoying themselves.
The Afternoon Report with Alan Clark.
British Airways engineers say they won't go back to work, at least until after Easter. Bishop Muzorewa unveils a new plan for peace in Rhodesia, with Britain playing a major part. Big fines for soccer hooligans after last night's violence at Brighton. Another cut in minimum lending rate and more pressure on the building societies to make their loans cheaper now. West German police say the Baader-Meinhof gang may have been behind the assassination of the chief public prosecutor in Karlsruhe. And what metrication may do to the price of eggs.
And it's 22 minutes to 10.
Pardon?
Yes,
well, we'll forget that. If you heard that, Managing Director, don't close the station down. We need the money. Yes, you can get Kew Gardens for a penny. The management have heard that lot. Naughty
well,
girl.
Let's turn our attention from what's ons and concentrate on the birthdays. People celebrating their birthday today. And that brings us to the end of this Good Friday edition of AM. The producers were Tim Boyd and Linda Crammond, the engineer Val Ladbrook, the sports news came from Steve Ryder. In a moment after the IRN news at 10, Alan Marion Davis will be here with this Good Friday edition of Open Line, when he'll be talking about first aid and other medical problems. The number to ring, as usual, 353 8111. Douglas and I will be back on Monday. Don't forget to tune in to the weekend edition of AM tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock.
Independent Radio News at 10, Douglas Cameron.
Midday Report with Alan Clark.
Management men get ready to take over the jobs of the sacked engineers at Heathrow, but the engineers condemn the deal as a blacklegs charter. The government sets up an inquiry into claims that major oil companies have been busting the sanctions against Rhodesia. David Owen prepares to make another attempt to get majority rule in Salisbury. We ask the Rhodesian foreign minister what chance of success on the Rhodesia front. Mrs. Thatcher's out shopping in Peking, and this Easter weekend it's snowing as far south as Norwich. Mid-Secretary.